Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Hi, Ashley. Give me a second before we get started. I just need to take off my scarf, mittens, hat, coat, hoodie, second pair of socks. Okay, I'm ready.
You a little cold there, Jason?
Ha! You think I'm just preparing for the cold weather outside, but really what I'm doing is being financially stable.
Wait a second, what?
Think back to our budget discussion. One of the biggest unavoidable expenses on a budget is utilities. Heating and cooling your home can easily account for 40 to 60% of your monthly utility bills, especially in times of extreme hot and cold.
That's huge. And with the recent onslaught of winter storms all over the country, we should talk about some winter weather savings tips today.
The obvious thing is to bundle up. In fact, you can save even more money bundling up by hitting a thrift store for some gently used and previously loved winter clothing. But let's talk about some other easy things too. If you have a programmable thermostat, set it to lower the temperature at night and whenever the house is unoccupied. Lowering your thermostat by 10 degrees can reduce your heating bill by 10 to 20%.
Although it seems counterintuitive, turn your ceiling fans on, but make sure it's the right direction. Set the switch on your ceiling fan so that the blades turn clockwise in the winter, which produces an updraft, forcing the warm air trapped at the ceiling to flow down the walls without creating a breeze. The added air circulation makes you feel more comfortable without adjusting the thermostat. You can cut heating needs by 10% just by using ceiling fans when you're in the room.
Keep doors and windows closed as much as possible. If they seem to be leaking in cool air, install do-it-yourself plastic film storm windows. Find them at a local hardware store. Or, if you're feeling very handy, you can weather strip and caulk windows. Check window frames for cracks and fill them with caulk that contains silicone. Putty-like rope caulk can help seal large cracks and save you up to 5% on your energy bill.
Seal off unused rooms, as long as that isn't the room where the thermostat is located. Close the air vents and keep the doors closed. Don't heat unused spaces.
Another easy thing that people don't often think of is lowering your water heater temperature. Many water heaters are preset at 140 degrees, but most households usually only require 120 degrees. For each 10 degree reduction in water temperature, you can save between 3 and 5%.
Okay, those were all pretty quick, simple tips. But what if we're looking for some more long-term energy-saving changes?
Well, the most important thing is to have your home properly insulated and weatherized. Upgrading your insulation and seals can save up to 20% on heating and cooling costs.
When you think about insulating your home, don't forget about replacing any broken window panes and repairing any large holes in attics, crawl spaces, or basements.
You can even let nature help with energy conservation.
Planting shade trees on the south and west side of your house can help protect in the winter and keep it cool in the summer.
Every year, take a good look or hire a professional to check out your water heater and furnace and see if you need to do things like change filters, install water heater blankets, or insulate pipes. Sometimes updating your home to be more energy efficient can even qualify you for tax credits.
But before you start, get an energy audit. An energy audit, also known as an energy assessment or survey, is an in-depth examination of your home to determine where and how energy is being lost, which systems are operating inefficiently, and what kind of cost-effective measures could be put in place to make your home more comfortable, affordable, and energy efficient.
There are lots of places that offer energy audits, many free of charge. Check out energizingindiana.com, a partnership between many utilities companies across the state to promote energy efficiency and bring savings to communities.
Places like Habitat for Humanity and the South Central Community Action Program, as well as some utility companies, also offer assistance with weatherization and energy assistance to those with lower incomes.
Regardless of the measures you take, taking a look at your home and the way you use your heating can save you major bucks over the winter months. For now, I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program.
And I'm Ashley Hall from United Way of Monroe County. Have a great week and stay warm.
Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.